This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. How great it would be if life was straightforward without complications and mess. Truth is that life can be messy. It was Timothy Keller who said, "People are messy, therefore relationships will be messy. Don't be surprised by messiness." And it is rather a quaint thing, but we need to remind ourselves of this truth. Otherwise, you can be very disappointed. I'm glad I married someone who doesn't like mess around her, especially in our home. I can be a messy person, but I think she understands. So life doesn't always turn out the way we imagine. Parents get old, don't remember what to do. Children have health issues. You really wonder about God's mercy and life events. Well, you can end up with your bank account suddenly dwindling. Families have their arguments. People get hurt. And we're still expected to go on each day as if everything's okay, when in reality it's not. It becomes very messy. But the psalmist in Psalm 27:14 from the Old Testament says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage." Waiting is not easy, especially when life gets messy. What do you do when life gets messy? At times it's pretty easy for us to get off track. It's easy to lose sight of the big picture or to think about, what am I doing? We long for some stability, just like an anchor in the storms of life. And we sometimes feel, as many a song has sung, lost and alone. We like to be found. Does anyone really understand? It's like living in a fog. We feel we might just not be able to keep going. And that sense of joy that we might have had in our work or in our family life has disappeared. So it is messy. So we say, what do I do? Now, Dick Gilbert's prayer speaks to me. He said, "It's hard to pray when the wind and the rain and the thunder plague our every step and spoil our every plan. It's hard to be virtuous when life assaults us and our very being is a pilgrimage from bad to worse. It's hard to be happy when pain and fatigue beset us. We wonder if we can go on. It's hard to do good when we suffer for our efforts. We're troubled because we've been misunderstood." And so I think there's something to be said about the purpose of religion and of a religious life. Many people say to me, "I'm not religious at all." But what about the pattern of life that'll help us in the messy times? I think we need to start looking at a foundation that won't get shaken when life gets messy. Our religious practice, whatever it is, can be a shelter from the wind when the candle of our own faith flickers. It's strange, but when we've lost our faith, that's the time that our faith is most essential, because it can hold us until the path is clear again. And if you've never prepared for a dark day like this, yes, it can be very difficult to keep going. It's what we do during the good times that will help us to survive during the messy times. Too often people turn to religion only during the bad times, and I think that they do get disappointed. It's those who've set up a store for the wintry times of life during the good times. They're the people who'll find the strength they need. Prepare yourself in good times by trusting God, and he'll be there in the messy times. There are just three things I want you to remember. You are never out of God's sight, you are never out of God's reach, and you are never away from God's tender care, because God loves you very much. That never changes, even when life gets uncomfortable and messy. You might feel today that you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere, that God isn't around, but that's not true. He knows your situation, he knows what you're going through, and whenever you get in that tough spot, remember that God is close by. God does care for you in the midst of a storm. We just need to somehow hang on and trust his purposes, even if we don't understand what they are. Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge, and I acknowledge, that life gets messy, difficult. Sometimes it's not predictable. That's the time, Lord, that I need your strength and your calm. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.